Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about thinking about batteries. If you want to understand how anything works, we really have to think about it, don't we? Batteries are a sort of a special case because the person who originated them and first explained how they worked really actually didn't understand the fundamental chemistry of how they worked. This has led to a history or generation after generation of people not quite really explaining what is going on. And batteries are rather important, at least the standard A cell or AA or AAA cell are quite important because we give them to students to make electric circuits and we say they magically work. Now it's time to really get to the bottom of it and try and figure out how they actually do work. So let's have a little think about them. What are they really? They are a zinc malleable metal container. And inside that zinc container is a paste, electrolyte paste, which has hydrogen ions in it. And in the center of that is a carbon electrode, which goes down into the middle of the battery all the way up to the top positive terminal. The first question we can ask is, when a battery runs out of energy, runs out of charge, what actually happens? What runs out? Do we run out of the zinc can? Do we run out of the electrode paste? Or do we run out of the central carbon positive, I suppose, cathode? Well, if you've ever run out of battery, you'll know that it's not the zinc on the outside, that zinc metal outer case of it, because you throw it out, the zinc is still there. And it's not the carbon and carbon rod in the center, because that's still there and it's pretty inert. That's why it's used, because it is inert and it doesn't chemically react. So it must be the paste, but the paste is still there. So what has happened to the paste? The paste is an electrolytic paste, and it consists of negative ions and, critically, H plus protons ions. So when it first goes in, it's full of H plus proton ions. As the battery operates, the hydrogen ions move to the positive cathode, and the zinc ions gradually replace it. So a battery which is fully discharged or fully expended has the same electrolytic paste, but instead of hydrogen ions in it, they're all zinc ions. So this is a method of actually seeing how a battery actually works. Reach two electrons which are pumped through a circuit, a hydrogen gas molecule of H2 leaves the battery. This is something that Volta, who designed the battery, did not know. This is also something that very few people know, that a battery, as it's powering your torch, is gradually releasing hydrogen to the atmosphere. This is an irreversible process, but as it chemically reacts, both protons and electrons are removed from the battery and go into the atmosphere as hydrogen gas. So the H plus near the cathode gets an electron which has travelled from the outer case through the circuit to the positive terminal, and this combines to form a H2 molecule, which is two protons, two plus charges, and two negative electrons. So as this happens, the charge is drawn through the circuit. So what happens is that positive charges make their way through the paste, and negative charges, which cannot actually make their way through the paste, take an alternative route through your circuit. At the end of the life of the battery, the entire paste has been converted to negative ions plus protons to negative ions plus plus zinc ions. It's very similar if you put zinc in an acid hydrogen bubble off the surface. Dry cell battery, which is really a paste battery rather than dry, because if you touch the paste, it will actually be slightly moist, will be such that the negative ions cannot make it to the zinc electrode. After a while, they're stuck, and so the paste only allows positive ions to migrate through it. The negative ions cannot continue to move freely to the zinc surface. When they first make a battery, they must somehow remove the zinc oxide on the inner layer of the battery. So I suggest they must fill it with some sort of acid, something to remove the zinc oxide, then place in the paste, and then they may either mechanically bore it out or chemically remove it and then add in the paste. So the journey of a battery is that there are two types of flow. So there is a flow of electrons through the external circuit, and there's a flow of positive charge from the zinc case to the electrode, which culminates in the production of hydrogen gas. The hydrogen ion runs out, the battery runs out. So let us consider this. Zinc case is zinc ions within a sea of electrons. And that's one way of saying it. Metally bound zinc neutral. If you just say the electrons depart at this point, we'll have a look later on where they go. Zinc ions travel into the paste, and the hydrogen ions at the top of the paste, or the inner side of the paste, get converted into hydrogen gas by picking up the electrons which have travelled around the circuit, because they can no longer travel through the paste. And so, as you light up your light bulb, the electrons which are going from the battery, which emerge from the zinc sea of electrons in the zinc paste, and that metal is getting thinner and thinner, and there is charge removed from it as it converts to ions. That those electrons which leave the zinc metal and travel through the circuit to the positive electrode stay in the battery only a short time, and those electrons hop on positive charges and actually dissipate into the atmosphere. So one can see that there is in the circuit in a battery two circuits continuously working together. Now the circuit of the ions travelling through the inside of the battery, the positive ions which travel from the inside of the battery, from the zinc can inwards and displace hydrogen, and the electrons jump from the positive electrode onto waiting H pluses, which are now available. That jump into H pluses is where the voltage is, the actual voltage drop. So your voltage drop is actually an atomic voltage drop, that you are actually getting the voltage of an electron falling in to a hydrogen atom, or a hydrogen molecule is formed. So that energy gap, that 1.5 volts, relates to the coulombic potential of an electron forming into a hydrogen ion. So we have two processes here. We have the positive flow of charges on the inside of the battery through the paste, which continues until we run out of hydrogen ions. So when zinc finally arrives at the positive electrode, there can no longer be any more gas produced, and so the electrons no longer flow through it. So the zinc is a huge electron store, and the paste is a huge positive charge store, or positive ion store. And essentially, the electrons in the zinc seek out preferentially the hydrogen ions, but in order to do so, they have to travel externally through the circuit. So I could explain how this works or visualize this a bit more. So my visualization for students is to consider the electrons jumping onto hydrogen ions and flying away as doves flying away the place. And the electrons, so the dove is really much like the, I would call, like the electrons. And so the electrons are bound within the metal the entire time, but when they reach the hydrogen ions, they become free and can actually float out into the atmosphere. This is the way that circuits are produced, and I think there are ways of visualizing it and explaining it. But I suppose it's salutary to me that I've guessed that I'd never had a good explanation of what's going on, but it just requires this clear thinking to see what's going on. There's nothing surprising or magical. I suppose in the absence of a clear explanation, the actual explanation that everyone else must use is it works by magic. But once you know that hydrogen is produced and the electrons are being sucked into the hydrogen ions, and that force of electrons falling into hydrogen ions, and that force is sufficient to push electrons through the circuit and to drag zinc ions off the metal and depleting the metal of electrons. Once you see that, I think it's easier to understand rather than being just told an extension of miscomprehension that there is some potential between the copper and the zinc. In Volta's pile of batteries, what eventually will happen is the salt will have to be replenished, and after the salt is replenished sufficiently great number of times, and so the salt has the hydrogen ions in it, and if it keeps on being replenished, eventually the zinc will have to be replaced as it turns into a zinc ion or a zinc salt. So that's the best way I can explain batteries. Thanks a lot for listening. Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.